Have you ever sat waiting for the traffic lights to change, even though nothing is coming the other way? What if the traffic lights could tell that no one was there and change sooner? Well, that idea will soon be put to the test in an Australian first trial of AI-powered traffic lights. The hope is that it will reduce unnecessary wait times and improve traffic flow. A normal traffic light just follows a fixed set of rules, but an AI light is more like a referee. It's actually watching the intersection and making a call. So imagine peak hour. Does a bus full of 40 people get priority over four cars? Do the kids trying to cross the road get more time, even if it means longer queues behind them? Does the cyclist stop being an afterthought? I want to know how you feel about this tech coming to an intersection near you. Are you comfortable letting AI decide who gets priority on our roads? Ali Merger-Lilly is a professor of artificial intelligence with Torrens University. Ali, welcome to Life Matters.
Thanks, and thanks for having me.
So how does an AI traffic light actually work?
Well, I think it's good to start with a traditional traffic light first. As you pointed out rightly, it's little like a kitchen timer. It follows a plan sequence. Although, don't get me wrong, road sensors may make a small adjustment. So they rely on some sensory data, and it makes decision based on some sort of data. But a traffic light, an AI traffic light, is like a traditional traffic light on steroid. It uses sensors to identify cars, buses, trucks, cyclists, and pedestrians. It uses different data from different sources, mainly from cameras. It can then adjust the lights in real time based on who is waiting, how long they have waited, and what traffic may be approaching. For example, it can extend a green light for a long queue, allow a bus move first, or give children more time to cross near school.
So it would do those things. It's not just looking at the volume of cars or pedestrians, but it's even interpreting who is there.
Exactly. And it also rely on historical data, weather data from fire department. So technically, and in the trial in city of Moreton, they intend to provide it as many data sources as possible. And as we know, AI is pretty good with data. And the ultimate goal is to optimize the existing traffic light system we have in Australia.
So you sound pretty optimistic about this. It sounds like you sort of broadly think it's a good thing. I know there's a lot of skepticism about AI. Where do you sit?
Well, I'm cautiously optimistic about this technology, because as you pointed out rightly, there are benefits and risks. We just need to make sure to manage those risks.
So let's sort of look at a scenario, I suppose. It's peak hour, it's a busy intersection, cars, buses, bicycles, pedestrians. How does the AI traffic light decide how to manage that traffic and who gets priority?
Well, that's a good question. But I would say the hard part is not only using data and AI technology, it's deciding whose time matters the most. Mm. So AI doesn't independently decide what society value, we must give the objectives and value. So the main fundamental question here is, how do we define even fairness here for AI? So, and these are not just traffic questions, they are urban design questions. They show what kind of city we want to build. Because when we start using AI traffic lights, they do more than managing traffic. They shape behaviors by rewarding some way of moving and making others wait too. So, I think we're gonna have a lot of challenges to make sure that we address those objectives properly.
Who's making those programming decisions?
Well, under the hood, obviously the AI will do that. Although we are the one who define those objectives and provide the rules, but AI will make those decisions based on data live collected using sensors.
It's a really interesting idea about whose time matters most in cities. The way we've designed cities, even if AI is not involved, does shape that already.
Yeah, well, let's assume a scenario. If we use any sort of traffic system, traffic light system, whether AI or not AI, if cars get always priority, more people may keep driving. If we reward buses, cyclists, and pedestrians, we might end up with the city. We might slowly move towards having a city that is less dependent on car. So in this sense, an AI traffic light is not only a technical tool, it can become a quiet urban planner.
Okay, so we're saying that there's real power in the algorithm. Is it vulnerable to hacking attacks? Can we leave this just up to AI?
Well, there are obviously a lot of risks. One of them is cybersecurity. Connected traffic lights could become target for attacker. And technically, if attacker managed to crack the system, they can potentially freeze signals, manipulate timing, or create widespread disruption. But obviously, there is active research and development going on in cybersecurity space, and there will be safeguard and mechanisms. So if things go wrong, probably an AI traffic light will turn to a normal traffic light, and if an incident happens, human operator can step in. So there should be safeguard, guardrail around this, I'm trying to say.
So at the moment, if I'm not mistaken, it's just one trial in Moreton Bay in Queensland. Do you see it being adopted more widely in time?
Well, if successful, I would say yes. And it really depends on what will happen in this trial. The benefits are huge. And in fact, there was a well-known pilot a few years ago in Pittsburgh, U.S., which reported around 25% reduction in travel time, 40% in waiting time, and more than 20% in vehicle emissions. So it's been demonstrated that such a system can be quite successful, but we should not assume Queensland would automatically achieve the same numbers. This is why local trials and independent evaluations are very important.
What do you think the roads of our future look like if this technology works as it could?
Well, I think first of all, we need to see what the success looks like in this trial. I would say success shouldn't be measured only by how many cars move through the intersection. So a future road, let's say use AI traffic lights and AI systems to move traffic, shouldn't measure only by movement of cars. The trial should also measure, and we should measure also things like pedestrian waiting time, cyclist detections, bus travel time, safety incidents, emergency vehicle access, and so on. Also, the public should be well aware of the information that are collected from them and how decisions are made. So transparency is quite important here. And my main message is that the best traffic light is not simply the one that moves car faster. That's the easy part. It's the one that acts as a fair referee with clear rules, good data, and a human ready to step in when things go wrong.
Ali, thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure, and thanks for having me.
That's Ali Merger-Lilly, a professor of artificial intelligence at Torrens University. Really interested reading your texts on this. Kim says, I'm sorry, Tegan, I'm afraid I can't do that. Every time I hear more about tech taking over from our rapidly shrinking attention span, Kim says, and common sense, I think hacking and glitches, and I think I'll walk. Whereas Joel says, this is the perfect use of AI. It does not steal someone's job. It will make the intersection more efficient. And just imagine emergency vehicles not having to risk an accident going through the intersection. Another, traffic lights in Canberra generally don't register my motorcycle, which is really, really frustrating. And in the absence of any cars waiting with me, I simply have run the red light.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.